Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Good morning. It's International Women's Day, celebrated every year on this date, commemorating and advancing the push for women's rights. Bloomberg Briefs is taking note of the day with the release this hour of a special report examining how countries are progressing toward gender equality. You can check out our interviews with top women in finance from around the world. And this Bloomberg Briefs special maps out which countries are leading on gender pay parity, family leave, and women on boards. Allison Chacho is the editor of this report, and she's joining us now on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. Good morning, Allison. So what countries are making progress in terms of gender parity, and which ones are far behind?
Well, good morning. Well, we mapped out a lot of countries. We looked sort of across the world at a lot of data. And really, we came up with Nordic countries are really continuing to come out on top in the pursuit of gender equality. We've really seen countries like Norway. They have the highest percentage of females on their boards at 39.7%, and that's compared to about 18.5% globally. Also, Sweden, we're seeing high percentage of women in executive roles there. And also Iceland. I mean, the really like top three, they're really sort of like the powerhouse of everything. On the other end of that, we're seeing countries that have really wide gender wage gaps, like Korea still has a gap that's about 36% divide between male and female working people who, you know, it's really not making much of a stride, but that really compares to a place like Poland, where that gap is more like 7%. So, I mean, still, you know, very wide-ranging data that we saw. But when we sort of bring it all together, the Nordic countries are really on top. And, you know, it's good we are seeing progress. There's definitely a long way to go to find parity at this point, even in the boardrooms and C-suites at these levels.
Well, let me move you to the boardroom. You've talked to women in finance from around the world. Where do some of them stand on boardroom quotas for females? Where are women the most visible on boards around the world, that sort of thing?
Well, we talked to women in U.S., Hong Kong, France, Japan, all over, and this sort of was, you know, the main theme going forward when we asked them about women on board quotas. And they were all very, you know, the same on this level. When they were younger, more idealistic, you know, on a personal level, they sort of are against quotas because they think it should, you know, be hired to a corporate board on merit rather than as a token female to fill a quota. But given the snail's pace of progress that we've seen in changing the face of corporate boards, most of them are actually on board with it. They support it, even if it's in the short term, as a necessary evil. They consider quotas, you know, just like I said, necessary evil. It's a dominant culture that can't be changed without the minority group representing in a sufficient weight. And they really feel like it's not pleasant. But, I mean, we've heard from CEOs in France, from the group Finance. She even said she's tired of hearing that it takes, you know, time to build the necessary female talent pools. So there's really sort of an impatience there.
Allison Chacho, editor of our Bloomberg Brief special reports out at this hour, examining how countries are progressing toward gender equality. And she spoke to us on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. This is Bloomberg.